T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alrighty, it is a Monster Monday brought to you by Benjamin Moore Paints. Paint like no other. And time to go out to the Dial Pad guest line. Brian Baldinger is a Radio.com Sports NFL insider. Baldy's brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. Baldy, I know you were at Lambeau Field yesterday, but I want to start with the 49ers, obviously. They lose to the Falcons at home. What did you make of that game in the wake of the three-game stretch that they just played?
Well, you know, they had a great chance to put the Falcons away, and they just couldn't do it. And if you let Matt Ryan and Julio Jones hang around long enough, I mean, they're just seasoned, salty veterans that play the game the right way. And it was just a little too much at the end. They certainly had their chances. There was a bad fumble involved right there. There was probably a fourth down decision that could be second-guessed to go for a field goal rather than go for it, although the 49ers just aren't big on going for fourth down attempts this year. So, you know, they had a great chance to put a team away, and they just couldn't do it. And those are games that you look back, and if they don't have home field or whatever might happen here in the last 2 weeks, that one might hurt them a little bit.
Baldy, I'm fixated on that fourth down non-going for it yesterday, and the reason being is this is not the same defense I was telling the fellas that you had in prior weeks. You're five starters down, so even if you normally wouldn't go for it, maybe you would be more tempted yesterday because you know your D is compromised. Do you think, and you've been a player, you played this game, do you think that can rub some players in that locker room where they could get upset at the coach for not having faith in them going for it?
I don't think so. I mean, George Kittle, he's got the ball in his hands and he's trying to change from his left to his right hand, and the ball comes out. And when you see where the ball was spotted, I mean, it's closer to 2 yards than a yard. It's more like fourth and two. And I think if it was fourth and one or fourth and less than one, I'm sure Kyle would have gone for it. He said so much so. But I don't think, you know, I mean, they still have to put the defense out there and they still got to drive the field on them. Up five, you still got to make him score a touchdown, and, you know, took him to the final play of the game to do it. So, you know, they just came up one play short, but I don't think anybody in the locker room is upset that they didn't go for it on fourth down right there.
Baldy, I was at the game, and I was trying to understand why it was such a grind for the Niners offense yesterday. Dan Quinn, very good defensive mind in this game. It's why he led Atlanta to the Super Bowl. It's why he was sought after when he was in Seattle. But I look at Emmanuel Sanders, 2 catches, 9 yards, Deebo, 1 catch, 29 yards. What did the Falcons do to really dictate the tempo? Because I felt like even though the Niners had that long 21-play drive and they ate up 10 minutes and 43 seconds left, other than that, I felt like the Niners never got comfortable against that defense. What did you see on tape from that Falcons defense yesterday that really slowed down the Niners?
Well, I saw the same thing that allowed the Falcons to go to New Orleans and beat the Saints soundly. You know, when they sort of started the second half of the season, they've won 4 of the last 6 games. And it really starts with their defensive front, with their defensive line. Vic Beasley, Tack McKinley, Grady Jarrett was awesome yesterday, almost unblockable at times. Adrian Claiborne, I mean, those guys are all either high picks or paid highly to be, you know, guys that can win one-on-ones. And they won a bunch of them yesterday. And they really kind of harassed Jimmy Garoppolo for much of the day. And they just didn't get the typical amount of explosive plays that they normally get. And I think that was the biggest reason why, you know, you didn't see a typical 49er offensive day where the ball really gets spread around and a number of guys are contributing, especially in the passing game.
Baldy, what do you make of last week before the game? Richard Sherman, who's got a hamstring injury, said that he would play if we had to have it. The game, of course.
Well, I think that the hamstrings can, you know, you can really ruin those things. I mean, you can really have an injury that can put you on the shelf for a lot longer than one game. But if it was one game, like Richard's saying, and they had to have it for whatever it might be, a Super Bowl, a division championship in Seattle, I mean, whatever it is, he'd probably give it a go. And who knows how long he would last out there. You know, sometimes you go out there. I mean, I've seen, receivers this year go out there with hamstring injuries and play five plays, you know, and not even finish the opening drive of the game. And so if you're thinking about that, it's probably better to sit it out one more week and to try to get it as strong as possible.
When you look, Baldwin, when you look around the league, you see the current state of the San Francisco 49ers. Cowboys got off the mat. They play Philly. Do you see a scenario if the Niners didn't beat Seattle and had to go on the road to play either or, are injuries going to be a big part of how you determine what 49er team we're going to see, Baldy? Because that's how it is to me. It's like who's available, who's not. This team is not the team it was when it was 8-0.
No, they're not. But, you know, most teams have gone through stretches of injuries. Certainly the 49ers are having their share right now. They've had them all season long. They've overcome most of them to get to, 11-3, with the division still up for grabs. And so there's nothing you can do about it at this point. You know, I mean, if Tart could have played, he could have played. If Richard Sherman was healthier, he would have played. You can see the trickle-down effect. I mean, you don't need a whole lot to see when Jones is out in there at nose tackle, what it's like inside. They're not the same team. But many of them are. But you can't – it's not an excuse. It never is. I think the 49ers have done a great job this year of overcoming a lot of serious injuries. I mean, none was worse than the 2.5 weeks that George Kittle was out and the difference he makes for that football team. But that's just the state of the league right now. And you're into the 15th, 16th week right now. I mean, not many teams look like they did at midseason or to start the season.
No doubt, Baldy. And you talked about Grady Jarrett, the guy, D-tackle with the Falcons, who had 3-4 sacks in that Super Bowl against Brady and the Patriots. I've heard from him from a while, but he's a really, really good player. And that leads me to think about Aaron Donald coming up on Saturday. Jaren Reed with Seattle the last week of the season. And I just wonder how big of that loss is Weston Richburg. You talked about how the Niners have overcome injuries, and I agree with you, Baldy. But is that an injury they can't overcome, Weston Richburg? How good was Ben Garland yesterday? Because I remember the Seattle game on Monday night when Jaren Reed basically bull rushed him, forced a fumble. You talked about Grady Jarrett yesterday. How big of a loss is this Richburg injury, Baldy?
Well, most injuries to centers are huge. And not just because of the physical. I think there's a drop-off between Richburg. He played poorly yesterday. I mean, I saw Grady Jarrett beat Lakin Tomlinson. I mean, I saw him beat everybody yesterday inside. So I saw him beat Person a couple of times. I mean, so it wasn't just the center, and what happened there. But most teams suffer a great deal when they lose their starting center, especially one that has been as consistent a starter as Richburg is. And what I'll never know and what we'll never know is just the level of communication that might be different without Weston Richburg in there. And those are things that, whether it's calls being communicated or whether it's helping the quarterback out in protection, those are things that I think Ben Garland's a fine player. And they're probably pretty lucky to have him. He knows the system. He's played for Kyle before in Atlanta. He knows what Grady Jarrett's all about. He went against him in practice every day for a couple of years. So, but at the same time, look, centers are difficult to replace. And there's a reason why some of those guys are paid a great deal of money the way Richburg is, because those guys are almost irreplaceable at times.
Brian, thank you so much as always. And we're getting close to playoff time. Looking forward to it.
Get warm, Baldy. You was at Lambeau yesterday.
Yeah, I'm thawed out, man. I'm all thawed out. I'm good. I got Minnesota blood inside my skin here, man. I'm all right.
Nice.
Good stuff, Baldy.
Thanks as always, Baldy. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.